produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Not when I know.
Not when I know.
Good morning. Happy 2022. Most importantly, happy Thursday. This is Tammy Polk, the ever-loving host of the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. As always, the music that you heard before my show is by my dear friend and church member, Amber Patterson DePaul. And if you are interested in her music that I play before my show, or you want to see what else she has out there, drop me a line and I will most assuredly get you guys connected so that you can have some good, clean Christian music to worship with, to sing with, to drive with, whatsoever you choose to do. As you know, over these past few months, we've been going through my book, Girl, Go Eat a Cookie and Then Handle Business, going through the 5 G's. We've talked about grace, grit, growth, and gratitude. And this last G is actually fitting, given that it's January and it is the start of the year. So this G is graduation day, finally. So with graduation day, the most important thing to remember is that it will all come together, and you'll see. I have scripture, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. 2 Timothy 4:6-8. Now this passage is normally read at memorials and funerals, but it gives us hope in life, in our faith as a Christian, our family, our ministry, our education, our business, or our career, while we are still alive. We all know that it's not going to be easy to reach graduation day, but when you do, I'm pretty sure if you're anything like me, you're going to have 9 million reasons to shout. So although Paul was about to die, he still gave Timothy hope, just as he gives us. Because there will be a day when God allows us to move to the next level in each of these areas. You won't always be in debt and have a shaky relationship with him, or have a house full of loud children, or even struggle with difficult Christians, or have to take a break from that degree again. You won't always have to deal with ruthless bosses and annoying coworkers, or even deal with stressful clients if you're an entrepreneur. The time for your departure is at hand because something better has been offered to you. But the problem is that we as women mainly, but people in general, we fear graduation day. And it is because we have poured so much into so many that we can't fathom the thought of no longer having to do that. And what came to mind for me as I was working through this part is I remember a movie about the Temptations, and there was one scene where they went back to visit the mother of one of the singers, and she knew that they were coming, so she cooked for them, but she ended up cooking on automatic. And she made everything that every one of them liked, because she was like one of the industry moms. This is one where the guys could gather and work on their music, or just to have a break from the studio, and she cooked for everybody. And it was something that she was used to doing, and she She admitted that it was hard for her to just cook for her because she was used to having a house full of hungry young men trying to make it in the music industry. And her home was a home away from home for them. And she just didn't know how to switch once those days were over. And many of us fight that same battle every day. We have poured our blood, sweat, tears, and souls into those God has placed in our path to love on. And then once they move on, for whatever the reason is, we wind up feeling empty and we will run and get involved in the first thing that we think would give us that same joy. When in reality, we need to be more like a lady by the name of Francine Thornton, one of my former students' moms. I love telling this story because a lot of people think that it's cruel, but to me, it was absolutely hilarious. So when her son graduated from high school, she joined him after the ceremony and they exchanged gifts and they took pictures and all the stuff that people do after graduation. And she took her roses from him. And then she did something strange. She handed him an envelope with $1,500 in it. And her son looked confused. And she says, "Your dad and I are on our way to the airport for a vacation. We've changed the locks and the alarm code, so you won't be able to get into the house until we get back." And he was on his way to basketball camp for the college that he was accepted to. She knew that he would be okay until that Tuesday when he left, and the graduation was on Sunday. And she left him standing there. She gave him a kiss. She got one more hug. And she left and went on her vacation. And now I know you may be clutching your pearls and wondering how, you know, a mother could do that to their loving child on graduation day. But that's the mindset you have to develop. So I'm going to need you to eat a cookie and then handle business, because as hard as graduation day may be, it's not going to come if you don't prepare for it. And that was the thing that I loved about Francine. She started planning this vacation on the first day of school of her son's senior year. And she had it paid for by spring break. Now, I'm not saying that she didn't agonize about him being away from home as far as going to college, but she also took the time to build that support network around him where he was going. She found him a good church. She found mentoring programs for him to participate in. Anything that he had here at home that kept him on the right track, she did her best to find it where he was going. And he didn't see that as overbearing or being overprotective, because not only did it keep him out of trouble, but he ended up finishing school early because of that support network that she built around him. Now, when it comes to graduation day, this is a crucial time for you, because you will soon have more times on your hands than you never knew existed. And should you decide to be brave enough to dive into the workbook that goes along with my book, you'll see an exercise that's going to help you with wrangling in your time, because it's important for you to use this time wisely and to get yourself together for life after graduation day. And this is why. I want you to think for a second. We expect our kids to know what they're going to do, and we badger them to come up with a plan because we don't want them in our houses forever, but we don't have that same plan for ourselves for when they do leave the house and then put their plan into action. And that made me think of my mother-in-law. Once all of her kids were grown and gone, she intentionally moved into a smaller place. And she did that to let them know that it was time for them to be as grown as they had been telling her that they were. Downsizing, believe it or not, is a common after graduation day activity. Smaller houses, smaller cars. But those aren't the only decisions that you would make during this time. It could be that you go back and finish your education, you start a business, you go back into the workforce, or if you're already in the workforce, you may change jobs, or you use this, as Francine did, as time to take that needed vacation. But you have to understand that it's all about you moving on to the next stage in your life too. It's not going to be easy, but it's necessary. And you may say, well, Tammy, everybody won't have that type of graduation day. I agree with you because I'm one of those people. I have a child in my home who I know we will always have to care for. So things for our family looks a little bit different, but I'm making strides in the things that I can do. As a wife, a mother, a Christian, and a businesswoman where I can. So ask yourself how you can do the same. Graduation day is a reward for all of the labor that you've put in throughout your life, throughout your Christian life, throughout your family life, ministry life, education, business, or your career. But when it comes to your faith, you hope and pray to God that you are able to have the testimony that Paul had, as difficult as it may be. And it's because faith and ministry can lead you into some of the leanest times you'll ever have. And if you're not careful, those lean times will make you forget you were ever saved a day in your life. And that's why we praise God for the Holy Spirit being there to help navigate us through the maze and the labyrinth of dealing with His creations as well as His children. There is a difference between these two. We are all God's creation, but we are not all God's children. You know that you do all that you do for the glory of God. And you understand that you won't always be recognized, appreciated, nor rewarded on earth. So this eternal hope is all you have. And dare I say, you have a scriptural reason for being spiritually extra. And you want those crowns or high marks on your graduation day. And you may say, well, Tammy, what does that even mean? Well, I'm glad you asked. It means that you care enough about people that no matter how they treat you, you show them God's love, which is different from grace. Now, yes, you will have those times where you have to let people go and let God deal with them after you've done everything that He has told and led you to do. And when there is nothing left, you better take your obedience certificate and move on before you get caught in the crossfire of God dealing with them. Because there is somewhere else for you to go and something else for you to do for someone else who God needs you to serve. So you need to be ready to go. The same thing applies with your business and your career. This time could mean that it's done completely, or it's time for you to go to the next level. You could be at the point where you need to grow. You need more people, a better building, better technology, more automation to keep up with things. On the other side of that, it could be time for you to close that business or hand it off, either to your children or those you have groomed to take your place one day and retire. Speaking of retirement, graduation day could mean that, yes, or for you to move on and take a higher position. It could be that you've been taking those action steps towards something better, and graduation day means that you have finally done everything that you need to do, and it's time to go. Let me not forget education. Graduation day means that you finally did it all in spite of the obstacles that you faced throughout your journey. Whether that graduation is in person or virtual, you have finished the course, and the crown is that degree that you will proudly hang on your wall after you get a little petty and flash it in a few people's faces who thought you'd never make it. But there's an ultimate graduation day, and these pale in comparison to that. That is the day that you join your Father in heaven and the loved ones He called before you. This is a graduation day that many people fear and look forward to at the same time. But all we can do is to keep doing what He has asked us to do to the best of our ability, and to keep at it until He starts to show us that our time is at hand. I do hope that over these past few months that I have lit a fire under you to handle business in all areas of your life. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that I've mastered them all myself. I have not. But you and I both are allowed to be a masterpiece and a work in progress at the same time. And we have to remember that it is by the grace of God that we are allowed to live, move, and have our being. So now I want you to think about what graduation day is coming for you. I want you to think about what business it is that you need to handle in this area and get after it while you have the life in you to do so. Guys, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. Again, this is Tammy Polk and the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast, but even in 2022, I dare not end my show without thanking our CEO, founder, and owner, Kayla Paget. We continue to pray for you and your team. especially as you continue to care for your mom and sister and expanding the network to the nations. God bless you and God keep you. And always to Nicole Gates, the woman who lovingly bullied me into having this radio show in the first place. Thank you for your continued support, both in public and in private. I do not take it for granted. You are a beautiful person. But that's my time, guys. As always, God bless, Godspeed in all that you do. Keep charging, handle business. I will see you guys in February. Make it a great day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.